You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I just can't take any issue with that song. I like it.
That's also the lead song for Vershawn Jackson's show, The Captain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Great open.
Yeah,
it's a great opening song.
I chuckle because I know.
I've not played that song.
Have you played that song?
I'd be surprised if I had played Part-Time Lover. I may have played a different Stevie Wonder song.
It sounded like that.
Sure.
Corey, regular listeners, loyal listeners, could you please chime in on this? Has Jake played Part-Time Lover? I mean within the last 3 months.
Oh, no way. No chance.
Last 3 months?
I'd be surprised. If I did, it slipped my memory, like most things.
The thing that's dangerous about it is rating it. I mean, what did I rate it the last time?
You didn't rate it last time. There was no last time, this is the first time.
I liked it today.
Didn't rate it off today's.
Okay, I liked it today. I'll give it a 7. I like it. It's jumpy, you know. I can see the appeal. It's not.
It's moving. It moves.
I don't like the whole Part-Time Lover thing.
You're not a fan of the lyrics. To me, I don't care about the lyrics. Say. I'm about the sound. As you know, I've always been around the sound.
Pretty good song. And Stevie Wonder's pretty good, so I'll give that a 7.
Okay. We have to guess Harrison's score.
Yeah, Harrison's back today. Welcome back, Harrison.
Yeah, welcome back, Harrison.
He looks a little rough. He's been battling it. He had a 100-degree temperature. Am I supposed to say medical details?
But he took a COVID test. It was negative. He's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
He passed the test.
Okay. What do you think? You go, Harrison.
5.6.
Okay. I don't think it's that high. This is not his style of music. 3.6. 2.4. Just can't get into it. I understand, Harrison. Harrison. I understand. I don't even know if that's 70s. Is that 80s?
Ooh, I think
hold on.
80.
I got it.
I know. I got it.
Okay, you got it.
What's your guess before I look?
I think it's 80s. I don't think that's good enough to be in the 70s. I think that's Stevie Wonder in the 80s.
That would be smack dab in the middle of the 80s, 1985.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's not a. That's you know.
You like the 80s music?
No,
don't you?
Not nearly as well as the 70s. Yeah.
Some
big. Yeah, there was some good music in the 80s, but there was a pretty big drop-off from the 70s. You'd agree.
I do.
You never listen to the 80s channel. You always listen to the 70s channel.
I don't make it anymore. I have the 80s channel on my docket.
Of course you do. I do, too, but I don't ever listen to it.
I can't say never. I do.
I
once
never
in a while.
Do. I never do. Never. I never the listen to 80s.
Over the years, I have grown to definitely appreciate the 70s yes. more than the 80s.
Yes. The 70s.
The 70s was the best genre of music. Best, I think the so. Best decade.
Yeah, I think it was the best.
I was born in the wrong time period.
Yeah. You know, there's certain things that you just have to...
And by the way, I influenced myself. There is no influence by Sip on that. I influenced myself on that, on the 70s music.
Yeah, you
People
did.
People might think, oh, wow, Sip, wow, Jake, you've really been influenced by Sip on that. No, no, I figured out 70s music myself. I took a deep dive, and I realized this was better
You're
than
very
anything
defensive
else.
Right now for some reason. You don't need to be.
No, for those who want to say that.
I would say that when we started doing the show, you already liked 70s music.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I needed. I did.
5 years ago.
Five and a half. Okay.
Seems like much longer.
Ratings, we know Harrison gave it a 2.4.
2.4 by Harrison.
A 7 for you.
Yeah.
Brian, 7.8. Scott, a 6. Rod, a 7. Matt G, a 9.
High ratings.
Leroy, 7.8. Harper's dad, a 2.
Don't like that.
I don't have Harper's grade, though. Okay. Heather, 8.5. Yeah, we haven't seen Heather for a while. Shout out Heather.
8.5. Oh, Heather.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Heather in quite some time.
Hello,
welcome back, yeah. Heather. 6 from Fat Phil, 10 from Brian, 6.3 from Bird in Columbus.
Okay, Bird.
John in Fremont, 9.3.
Fremont, shout out.
Jeff says a 9, Pork Chop, an 8.
Pork Chop, haven't heard that name.
I don't think that's Corey Ross texting in, but Pork
Chop. Could be.
Maybe it is Corey
yeah,
Ross.
Yeah.
Shout out Corey Ross. Matt G says Jake has not played that before, by the way. And Corey, who you okay. asked to chime in.
Yes.
I don't recall that being played before.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Jeez, then you must have played it after the show one
I doubt
time.
It.
Well, what do you think? I'm just imagining it, things?
It's heard every day on to start the show on The Captain,
okay.
11 to 2 with Vershawn Jackson.
Okay. The Captain.
That's maybe where you heard it from.
Yeah, it could be.
Thank you for your grades.
Who's the captain got on today, by the way?
What's I don't today? Know if it's on the board. I don't know. I can tell you, though, tonight, though, on... The teammates mentoring hour, you will have Tom Osborne and Des Moines Adams with DP from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight.
That must listen. Must listen.
Yes. Check that one out. That'd yes. be great radio.
Yeah. Great organization.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's a icon that will be in the presence of the ticket tonight.
That's right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get to the mailbag. Okay, I got several good ones today.
Go ahead, Jake.
Okay, this is from Brian. Brian says, if Sip knew he could drive anywhere within 8 hours of Lincoln to spend a night or two for fun, where would he go and why?
Eight hours. I'd go south. I'd go to Memphis. Can I get to Memphis in 8 hours?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No, Google that, Harrison.
No, that's like, well, it's 12.
Nine.
It's 12 to Nashville. From Omaha. From
Can
Lincoln.
I get to Memphis in 8?
No.
Can I get to Memphis in 8, Harrison?
I think it's like 12 to 13
I think it's
hours
9.
To Memphis.
10. 10.
You have 8 hours. You can't
St.
get
Louis.
To Memphis.
I'm going to yeah, St. Louis.
That's 7 hours
yeah,
away.
Going to St.
Any
Louis.
Any reason why?
Have some history there. My brothers both went to Wash U. Used to spend the summers there. Like St. Louis, I'd take in a hockey game. I like the, you know, I just want to go somewhere south. That's the first place
you're
I'd
You're not
think
going
of.
To Oklahoma City?
Could go watch the Thunder play. That's a thought.
Go to Bricktown?
I would not go to west. I would not go north. I would not go east. I would go south. And St. Louis is my most likely destination. Unless I just went straight south.
Not Chicago?
No.
Yeah,
God.
Thank you. I don't like Chicago.
God, I don't. No. You can't.
Sorry, Harrison, Mr. Bulls fan. I don't.
There's nothing against the Bulls.
It's the city. Yeah. I said before, I don't like Chicago. I am not a Chicago fan. The city. I don't need to go there ever again in my lifetime. I'm fine. I've had enough Chicago for a lifetime.
Yeah. No,
I have no desire to ever live there or be anywhere near there.
Go there and freeze. I mean, you saw Jay Foreman. He has a special coat for Chicago. Or was it Jay Foreman or somebody else?
Buffalo. That was a Buffalo coach.
Oh, Buffalo. There's somebody. I know somebody else who had a special coach
Chicago.
Like, because the wind effect, you know, or the lake effect.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the Ozarks because of Ozark, the show. That's like 7 hours to Branson, I think. Or five or seven. I don't know what it is.
Well, just real quick on the Ozark, the show. We're in the A range now. It's really good. I'm startled by how good it is.
Yeah, I got through episode 3 last night. You're through episode 2. Anyway, I won't say anything until you're done.
Startled by how good it is.
It gets better. I had a friend finish saying, "Oh my gosh!" Last night, I said, "Don't tell me,
I gotta tell you, I really like Omar Navarro. I like that character. My wife is troubled by how much I like Omar Navarro.
I like Navarro.
He's a good dude.
Him and Marty are both.
I mean,
very
he's murdered a million people, but I don't. When I say good dude, I think he's got some scruples.
Yeah, him and Marty are very calm people.
But
also a demanding presence.
That's it. Calm but demanding.
Wendy's not calm. She's crazy.
How do you marry that?
She's wild. Okay, this is from Eric. Let's see here. He says, why has there not been a more public accounting of the problems at the Nebraska Athletic Department and football program? He says, example number one, under Mike Riley, everyone could see the program was in bad shape. Even after he's fired, there's no explicit, specific discussion of what is wrong inside the program. We thought they were weak, right? But they weren't training as much.
There was some degree of explicit. I mean, you're getting into a sort of a gray area there. Not everybody thought it was terrible. I mean, so, yeah, it's a little gray sometimes.
All right. That's fine. This is from Michael. Says, how much Kool-Aid are you drinking this offseason? Are you casually sipping a tall boy, getting a six-pack, pounding a case, or a keg?
I'm not partaking in Kool-Aid drinking.
What about Casey Thompson, Mark Whipple?
No, I'm just assessing.
Not sipping it?
No. Sam McEwen said something really intelligent on Sippin' Sam on the podcast yesterday. And that is a lot of the way you have to view Nebraska football this year is conditional. Meaning, for instance, how do they do against Northwestern in game one? That will inform you about the rest of the season in a lot of ways, probably, right? It's that sort of season.
Well, I thought the Illinois game was huge as last season.
Right.
The biggest game of the season.
And it's not just that the Notre Dame game is the only thing that's conditional. There's just a lot of things about this season that are conditional. Like how quickly does Casey Thompson pick up the offense? What is the offense? Yeah. How does Whipple and Frost jive? There's just a lot that's conditional. So how do you say, like, what? How do you think they're going to do this year? I don't know. It depends on a lot of different things. That's what I mean.
First game's important.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
A lot is conditional.
That's why I said last year, too, Ricardo. That's why I kept saying the whole offseason that the Illinois game was the biggest game. And they went
3-9.
Oh, yeah,
you did say that.
I did, a lot. And you disparaged it, saying, how could you say that? And I said, well, it set the tone for the season, which it set the tone for the season, 3-9. Last one before we get out of here from Randy. Is Sipple into the Wordle craze at
all
yet?
No, I just saw it for the first time yesterday.
Really? That was the first time yesterday you've seen someone post about it?
Yes.
Because it's posted everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. Twitter.
I'm only
all
on
over
Twitter.
Okay, well, it's all over Twitter. Every day.
I'm not on Facebook.
Do it intentionally to tick people off.
Wordle?
Yeah.
No, yesterday was the first time I saw the craze, or it was referred to as a craze, and I thought, oh, crazy, this is the first I've seen it. How big of a craze is it?
It's been a big craze. For the last probably
Harrison?
2 weeks. 2 weeks or so.
Oh, Harrison. Harrison is not down with you right now.
You're into Wordle? You do? He
doesn't even know what it is.
Well, Harrison is not exactly an active Twitter participant, I don't think.
He's on Reddit a lot.
I don't think Wordle is big on Reddit. I'm just assuming it's not big on Reddit. You get six guesses at a word, basically. And you know, I'm not going to try to describe it on the air. All I know is I don't partake, and everyone loves it, and I'm bothered by it. Stop tweeting out your Wordle scores. No one cares. No one cares about your dumb Wordle score. And they never will.
Okay.
Top of the hour next, an early break on the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.